Workers of Noble Gold Mines at Bibieni in the Western Region have appealed to management of the company to pay them the severance amount due them after declaring them redundant. According to the workers, management cannot afford to renege on the terms on legally binding severance payment agreement it signed with the Ghana Mine Workers Union. The workers say they will therefore continue to exert pressure on management until what is due them is paid. We bring you Thomas Nsueje's report.
The appeal is contained in a petition addressed to the President John Dramani Mahama after a four-hour peaceful demonstration through some streets of Bibieni in protest against management's failure to pay workers their entitlements before laying them off. The demonstrators carried placards, some of which read, "Bibieni community deserves more from Noble Gold. Mining is not for adventurers. Government must withdraw the mining license of Noble Gold, and the redundancy situation is not the fault of workers." The petition accused the company of managerial incompetence and therefore asked government to withdraw the lease of the company and rather give it to one of the numerous strategic investors who are eager to turn the company's fortunes around. The petition was received on behalf of government by the DCE, Joe Adansibona. The DCE commended the workers for holding an incident-free demonstration that respected the facilities and installations of the company. The DCE sympathized with the workers and shared the concerns raised in the petition and promised to convey the message to government for prompt action. Addressing the workers later, a member of the Professional Management Staff Union of the company, Raymond Tetivi, explained that the decision by management to seek court order to pay each worker 6,000 Ghana cedis as an entitlement package violates the agreement signed between the workers and the union. He said the company is not performing and believes the solution lies with government to terminate the contract and re-award it to a much more competent investor.
Thomas Nsueje's report.